Stay tuned now for the Neurochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lancer, and this is the Chamber Show. We're here every second and fourth Monday of the month, and we're here to tell you everything that's going on at the Chamber of Commerce. And we feature a business, a chamber business, on every show. So if you are a member of the Chamber of Commerce, we want you to be on the show. We want you to be on the show, and we want you to talk about your business. Today in studio, we have with us a not-for-profit organization that is quite well-known, but I don't think everyone knows about all the good it does. So before I introduce them, I want to introduce everybody here with me in studio. First, I'd like to introduce my intern from Iona College, who is Madeline Lissard.
Thank you for having me.
Lissard.
L-E-S-S-A-R-D, Lissard.
Now, you already heard his voice, but in studio also with us is Bob Marone. And we have him in the show for a very special reason, because our guest today is Mary Louise Morgan, and she is representing the business here, which is Songcatchers. She's the new business development person. And we have Bob here because they have something very special coming up, a gala. And
Bob is going to be their MC
for the event, which is going to be really fun. If you've ever been to an event, and I have been too many with Bob, you'll know it'll be fun. So, Mary, welcome to our studio. Thank you for being here.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here and have the opportunity to talk about Songcatchers, and particularly to meet Bob, who I'm delighted to say is going to be the MC at our brunch gala, which is taking place about 4 weeks in June 9th at the Radisson Hotel, Sunday morning, 11:30 to 2:30.
Okay.
And we're going to look forward to hearing you keep things on track. And
I'll behave, I promise you.
You promise. Excellent.
Mary, well, a lot of the listeners probably know, but for those of you who don't know, why don't you tell us what Songcatchers is?
Songcatchers is a unique organization based in New Rochelle. We offer affordable music instruction and performance opportunities to over 300 children each year. It's a unique paradigm because the children range in age from 7 to 13, and they're taught primarily by high school students and college students who give up their time to do this and share their musical expertise with these children who in normal circumstances would not be able to get any kind of music instruction. They're overseen by professional musicians and educators in the music area. And there's nobody else really doing this out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, this is interesting because Bob and I ran the holiday lighting for many years together, and we're continuing that. And Songcatchers, and this is something interesting. When you came in to speak with me at the chamber, I found it interesting because I always knew that they were singers. But I didn't know that they were taught music. Did you know that, Bob?
That is a revelation. We didn't know that there were musicians and everything else, so we're going to have fun with that. And that may be a good instance for why you're here today and why we need to do this. Songcatchers does so much. It's almost like an issue of branding. The singers and the young people, the very young singers, were so popular that it overshadowed everything else. And people see them every year at Christmas time. Who knew? The classic, who knew?
Yeah.
Well, we currently teach 10 different musical instruments. We've got piano, flute, guitar, drums.
I can play drums a little.
Can you?
But isn't that interesting, Bob? Because I didn't know that they even taught the instruments.
But it's a classic branding issue, but that's good because the young people may lead the way. I mean, there are plenty of businesses. I can think of one I can't talk on the air, but it's a lingerie company. Everybody knows the lingerie, but they make plenty of other things.
No, I was being clean.
No, but I'm talking about the way things get branded.
But it's interesting because Songcatchers has been around. How many years have you been around?
42 years.
Wow. She said that earlier?
She told me.
Okay.
I cheated.
It grew out of a vision that Sister Beth Dowd had to continue with the children's
great.
Choir, and it continues on. This year, at the brunch gala, we're celebrating 40 years of choir camp, consecutive 40 years.
Now, if you're listening to the show, I want you to be able to call in. If you are a past song catchers participant, I
singer,
guess. Singer.
Pianist.
Or pianist or any of those. Please call in. The number is 914-636-0110. We want to hear what you learned from Songcasters and all the great, I'm sure people really learned some life lessons
well, they
from
do,
this.
But also they need right. money and I want to help you get there. They
Correct.
Need contributors. They need donators. All this stuff is going on, not just little kids singing.
Correct. Another thing you may not be aware of is we have a program called Composers of the Future. This is an outgrowth of our musical instruction program. The children that are somewhat advanced mm-hmm. and express an interest in creating their own music work with a gentleman by the name of John Deke, who is currently the artistic director of the very young composers of the New York Philharmonic.
No wow. kidding.
Right. And he has a storied career. He started with Leonard Bernstein at the New York Philharmonic, and he's composed over 300 orchestral and chamber pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And he works, it was Sister Beth and he who got together and decided that New Rochelle needed a Composers of the Future group.
Wow.
And so he works today with them. About 10 of these kids write their own music, with his help, and it's performed by the Symphony of Westchester in the early spring.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it's fantastic.
Well, one of my favorite shows is Mozart in the Jungle. Does anybody watch that? Anyway, this amazing conductor, and he is doing this in the show. He's teaching children to conduct.
Well, it's a big deal.
And that is something truly amazing.
But that's quite something. That's remarkable. How young are the students?
The students are basically between 7 and 13 that are part of that group, and which is amazing.
7 years old. I can see them
conducting.
Standing on a little thing.
Well,
ta-da.
I saw them for the first time in February of this year. And I was personally very impressed by the poise they all showed, because each one got up, they introduced themselves and the piece of music that was going to be performed. They sat down, the Symphony of Westchester performed it, they got up again, took a bow, thanked everyone.
Wow.
And, I mean, they're young kids.
Do they take students in their 60s who might...
Well, I don't know. We'll have to consider that, Bob.
I can wave my arms.
That's a good idea, possible. Bob. We could do it for the aging, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Very, very fine. Continue, please.
So you know, getting back to our gala, which is taking place in almost 4 weeks, we're honoring 5 people and organizations that have something to do with the choir camp,
mm-hmm.
since that's our focus this year. The first one you probably are all familiar with, and that's the New Rochelle Campership Fund.
Right.
And Almazar is going to be accepting the award on their behalf. And the other interesting thing is the Campership Fund has been a financial supporter
mm-hmm.
of Songcatchers for 15 years.
That's 15, excellent.
Yes. Yes, we'd like more people like that.
Yes.
They support many of the youth in New Rochelle. I think they're Correct. Supporters of My Brother's Keeper as well. So it is an amazing organization. It's so nice that you are honoring them.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they are being honored along with John and Jane Dennehy. John is a member of our board.
Mm-hmm.
And they are parents of campers going way back to the beginning. And today John is pretty much running the choir camp.
Is that right?
And Jane serves as the camp mom. That is how she is referred to.
That's a lot of work.
We have another couple that's being honored, who you probably know, Frank and Carmelina DeMarco.
Yes.
Frank is a well-known attorney in town, and they are camp parents. We also have Dr. Mary Driscoll, who was one of the first camp counselors at the choir camp.
So where does we call it a camp, but it actually, where does it take place? I mean, they're not out in the woods singing.
Well, it's kind of like, it's a conference center.
Oh, okay. Where is it?
It's called, Well, it's at Warwick Center in Warwick, New York.
Okay.
It's about an hour and a half north of here in Orange County. And it's the Retreat and Conference Center.
Oh, so they do actually go away
to
do this. That's nice. How long are they there?
Is it a sleepaway camp?
They're there for a week. It's a sleepaway camp.
Oh, that's so nice.
Indeed. And they have, it's a typical camp in terms of...
Oh, well, that's good. So they also get time away. And,
well, they get a chance to swim, play sports, do art projects. But the focus is clearly on singing.
Mm-hmm.
And the conclusion of the week's activities is that they put together a concert and also a dramatic production, which this year is going to be a 40-year review.
Can you tell us a little bit about the sister herself? She's so iconic, we don't even look into her background anymore. How did she get started in all this, Sister Beth?
Well, she was a graduate of the College of New Rochelle.
Okay.
And I believe her mother also graduated from the College of New Rochelle, along with a number of her sisters. She comes from Massachusetts, came down here to New Rochelle, and then she joined the Ursuline Order.
Okay.
And she was teaching at Blessed Sacrament School, running the school choir. And I was reassigned by the Ursulines, but she didn't want to lose touch with what she had created at the school with this children's choir. And that's how she started Songcatchers.
Wow. I wonder how she came up with the name. I'd love to ask her that.
It's somewhat of a takeoff on the Dream Catcher.
Okay.
Those of you who've been to New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because my tiny brain thought of dog catchers.
No. I think it really came from the Dream Catcher. And the idea that she was always celebrating peace through music and kind of like, catching on to peace through the music and so on.
Mm-hmm.
That's
beautiful.
That's nice to know. That's a nice part of the story.
So now, tell us more about the gala.
Well, we're hoping to get as many former campers to attend as possible. It's going to be a very much of a reunion of sorts. We will have many of the children currently participating in the after-school program and part of the choir performing. And there will be a big raffle.
Okay.
We got to be sure to get the date and all that.
Yeah,
and don't forget, they're extremely handsome.
When we come back, and we're going to talk more about what's going on and what's coming up at the Chamber of Commerce as well this week. It's a very exciting week for us. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Take to the airwaves with us every day at Westchester's only remaining local community station, 1460 on your AM dial, or streaming live right now at WVOX.com. Better yet, download the WVOX app and take us with you wherever you go.
1460 WVOX.
Let's return to the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
This is Jennifer Lancer, and we're back here on the Chamber Show. And I'm here with Mary Louise Morgan, who is the business development person of the Songcatchers, the beloved, I should say, Songcatchers. I'm also here with Bob Marone, who's going to be the MC at their upcoming gala, and my intern, Madeline Lessard, from Iona College. So, Mary, we were just finishing talking about the gala, so let's talk about how they can get tickets and who they should contact in that information.
Okay, before I get to that, I just want to, I mentioned Dr. Driscoll, who was one of the original camp counselors, and she is now the dean of the School of Education at the City College of Education, and also Cecilia Roddy, who was an original camper, and she is coming back. She also served on the board of Songcatchers for a number of years before she moved up to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Those are lovely honorees, and you've selected well.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, to get tickets, they are available at $135, and you can go to our website, songcatchers.org, and you'll get all the information. You'll be directed exactly how to purchase the tickets. They're going quickly, as you might imagine. There are a lot of people who this resonates with. that tied to the choir camp.
Now, will the children be singing at the gala?
Yes.
Oh,
they
that'll
will.
Be lovely. Yeah, very nice. Okay,
correct.
Good. So, let's talk about now these types of programs. How do you provide them? I mean, do you raise money? Are you fundraising besides just this? This fundraiser gala that you're having coming up? And you don't have these galas every year, do you?
Yes.
You do.
We do.
You have them every year. Okay.
Normally speaking, if you get a private music lesson, you'd be going to a conservatory or you'd have a private teacher and you'd be paying probably $85 to $100 an hour for a private lesson.
Definitely.
Our kids are able to get that lesson for $10.
Wow.
Which is extraordinarily affordable. But at the same time, if you're serving 300 kids, it costs a lot of money.
Of course.
So where do we get our money from? We get it from individual donations, family foundations, just regular foundations, some corporations, and we do our major gala. We also, throughout the year, do a number of cultivation events. We had one recently at the home of Eric and Leah Sills, and we had about 50, 60 people on a Sunday afternoon to listen to three jazz musicians, Eric Katz and two others. Mm. And it was a lovely afternoon, and we raised a significant amount of money.
So if there was somebody just listening to the show and they wanted to donate because they know of the good that you do for the community and the children of the community, what can they just go to the website and there's some place to donate?
Absolutely.
Okay. So yes. Stormcatchers.org.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And they will be directed exactly how to contribute.
Now, for the people listening, why is it important to support music education? Why don't you tell us that?
Well, I think most of people in your audience have heard about STEM education, STEAM, if you add the arts in. And they're aware of the fact that researchers made a direct connection between being exposed to music and doing well in school. Mm. And ultimately, that's what we want to have happen with all our kids, that they succeed in school and that they go on to college and to have successful careers. We are thrilled to be able to point to the number of graduates that we've had who've gone on to become professional musicians and also teachers in many of our schools. We have one such young man who grew up in Sawcatchers, taking lessons with his brothers and sisters. He is now a teacher, a music teacher in Portchester. And he's on our board of directors.
Oh, okay.
Ulysses Torres. Fabulous, fabulous young man.
So, Bob, do you know how to sing and play an instrument?
I can sing, but I've always been shy about it. For a guy who's not shy, I actually sing pretty well, but I'm afraid to.
Oh, okay. That explains things.
What explains what?
Just kidding. Anyway, but so now, what is going to be your focus at the at MC?
How are
you going to make it fun, Bob?
Well, I think the winners. I haven't, you know, there are different ways to MC an event. You have to keep it moving, as you know. But
all right.
But we're going to try and celebrate what they've done and celebrate Sister Beth for all she's done for them. And
will she be there, Mary?
Absolutely.
Okay.
How could we have a Sawcatchers event without Sister Beth?
I know. I hope so. Now, tell us, you have another camp that's right here in New Rochelle, Mary Louise. Tell us about that.
We do indeed. In addition to the week sleepaway camp, we also offer a summer day camp at Sawcatchers. Mm-hmm. And we have two of them. We have an early violin camp for children aged 4 to 7.
Oh, I got to learn the violin.
It's a 3-week program that runs from 9:30 to 12:30. And it's a very affordable $200 for all that time. We have an instrumental camp for kids aged 7 to 13.
Wow.
Which runs the same time.
They're so lucky.
Yes, you're right.
They really are lucky. You know, the thing you've delivered here to us today is how broad this whole thing is. We had no idea.
Right. I mean, when she came in to speak with me a couple of weeks ago, I was floored.
She's going to make it very easy to MC this event.
And so that's amazing. So, the two camps, those were the violin camp and an instrumental camp.
Correct.
And any student, they have to qualify, right, to be part of Sawcatchers?
They have to apply. Basically, We take anyone who wants to come.
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't say anything.
There's an age requirement, though, right? I mean,
well, there's an
otherwise
age,
you might have
there
a
is
new
an age point, the 7 to 13, basically.
I just made it under the wire.
Okay, tell us about the concert series, Mary. We're almost done, but I wanted to get that in there.
We're also sponsoring a concert called Music in Our Lives, which takes place in the New Rochelle Library. And we do 3 concerts a year. We're in the process of scheduling it now with Barbara Davis.
Good.
And
so that's coming up, and our listeners can look out for that.
How do we get tickets for the event?
But for the event, that is the most important thing.
Songcatchers.org.
Right, exactly.
And they can definitely find them there.